ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चार जमुना जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी हे राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राम कुंज बिहारी कपि जन वल्लभा गिरवर दारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरवर दारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वन चारी जमुना वन चारी जय राध माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभाचार्य श्रीमदि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय शिशि गौर निताय की जय शिशि राधा वल्लभ की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गोस टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा Hare Krishna. Got the wrong verse written in there. It should be 41. So please get your phone if you want to follow that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarat Padmasto Vam Vakyartam. Have you got the verse? 41. Yeah. 6:18:41. Ashrat padmos savatam vakratam vaschascha sarva vana mirtam vachascha sarvam mirtam hridayam kurusaha darvaham Sri Strinam Koveda Chesitam Ashrat Padmosta Padmosavam Vaktaram Vachascha Satravanamritam Hirdayam Kursaha Dharavahanam Strinam ko veda chetisam Ashrat padmo savam vakratam Vachascha sarva amritam. Irdayam kurusaha dhiravadaham. Strinam kuveda chetisitaham. Ashrat padmosavam avakraham. Vachasa sarva amritanam. Irdayam kursaha durvahanam. Strinam kaveda chestitam. Sarvat padmostavakraham. Sarvat padmostavakraham. Vaschasta sarvanam amritanam. Idayam kursadurabaham. Srinam kuveta vististam. Ashrat, in the autumn. Padma, the lotus flower. Utsavam, blossoming. Vakratam, face. Vacha, words. Cha, end. Asharvam, to the ears. Amritam, giving pleasure. Hirdem, heart. Kursha, dhra, dhara, the blade of a razor. Abham, like. Strinam, of women. Ka, whose. Veda, knows. Chestitam, the dealings. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, a woman's face is as attractive and beautiful as a blossoming lotus flower during autumn. Her words are very sweet and they give pleasure to the ears. But if we study a woman's heart, we can understand it to be extremely sharp, like the blade of a razor. In these circumstances, we should understand the dealings of a woman. Very heavy verse. Translation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Woman is not depicted very well from the materialistic point of view by Kashyapa Muni. So this is the materialistic point of view. Women are generally known as the fair sex. And especially in youth, at the age of 16 or 17, women are very attractive to men. Therefore, a woman's face is compared to a blossoming lotus flower in autumn. Just as a lotus is extremely beautiful in autumn, a woman at the threshold of her youthful beauty is extremely attractive. In Sanskrit, a woman's voice is called Naraswara. Because women generally sing and their singing is very attractive. At the present moment, cinema artists, especially female singers, are especially welcome. Some of them earn fabulous amount of money simply by singing. Therefore, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a woman singing is dangerous because it can make a sannyasi fall a victim to the women. Sannyas means giving up all the company of women. But if a sannyasi hears from the voice of a woman and sees her beautiful face, he certainly becomes attracted and is sure to fall down. There have been many examples. Even the great sage Vishwamitra fell a victim of Menaka. Therefore, a person desiring to advance in spiritual consciousness must be especially careful not to see a woman's face or to hear a woman's voice. To see a woman's face and appreciate its beauty, or to hear a woman's voice and appreciate her singing, as a very is very nice is a stable fall down for brahmachari or sannyasi. Thus, the description of a woman's features by Kashyap Muni is very instructive. When a woman's bodily features are attractive, when her face is beautiful, and when her voice is sweet, she is naturally attractive for a man. The sastras advise that when such a woman comes to save a man, she should be considered to be like a dark well covered by grass. In the fields there are many such wells, and a man who does not know about them drops through the grass and falls down. Thus there are many such instructions. Since the attraction of the woman of the material world is based on attraction for women, Kashyap Muni thought, under the circumstances, who can understand the heart of a woman? Chanakya Pandit also has advice, Vishvasoho naiva kar tavyaha striyo raja kuruesu cha. There are two persons one should not trust, a politician and a woman. These, of course, are authoritative sastric injunctions, and we should therefore be very careful in our dealings with women. Sometimes our Krishna conscious movement is criticized for mingling men and women, but Krishna conscious is meant for anyone. Whether one is a man or a woman does not matter. Lord Krishna personally says, Striyo Vaishyo Tatha Sudra Te Api Ayanti Param Gatim. Whether one is a woman, Sudra or Vaishya, not to speak of being a Brahman or Kshatriya, everyone is fit to return home back to Godhead if he strictly follows the instructions of the spiritual master and the sastras. We therefore request all the members of the Krishna conscious movement, both men and women, not to be attracted by bodily features, but only to be attracted by Krishna. Then everything will be right. Otherwise, there will be danger. Hare Krishna. Very heavy verse. I asked Manmohan Prabhu what was the verse. He explained it was verse 41. He says, very nice verse, you know. So, how do you understand this? This is the... Because Srila Prabhupada said, these are those sastric evidence. So whatever is said in there is true. But how do we understand this? This applies mostly for if you look at the materialistic point of view. Now, if you think, now those people who are listening to this class or who have read this and feel insulted by whatever has been written there, haven't understood the very basic of this Sanatana Dharma. That means they haven't understood the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 2, what does Krishna say? What is it all about? I am not this body, I am the soul. So there are 8.4 million different types of bodies. And each of these bodies has different natures. So when you are in a body of a dog, it has a different nature. When you are body in a tree, it is a different nature. So just like us, we have been through so many bodies. We might have been dog in our previous life. We might have been a tree. We have been through all of this. But are we the tree? Are we the dog? No, we are just in a body of a dog. So similarly, we, you know, certain people are even in a body of a woman. That does not make them the woman. They are just in there. Today, just like you, I was thinking about how to explain this, you know. And just take any great actor, for example. The same person acts in many different ways. Let's take, for example, of Amitabh Bachchan, right? He has acted in hundreds of movies. Now, in some movies, he's a bad guy. Someone, he's a police. In another one, he's a coolie. He's just carrying stuff at the train station. Now, he acts in many different ways. But does that, at the end of the day, who is he? He's Amitabh Bachchan. He's not a policeman. He is just an actor. So similarly, a soul is a soul. Soul is a pure devotee of Krishna. If you look at the spiritual point of view, then we understand that we are not this body, we are just in the body. And when you are in a particular body, you act according to its nature. So the nature of a woman is explained that... she cooks very nicely. She basically is in charge of the home. Wherever she is, she tries to make that place her home. That's the nature of a woman. Everything is closed. you know, she becomes close to everybody. That's why they say, I was listening to somebody, that's why they say a woman in a very, you know, higher position doesn't work really well because she tries to make the whole place her home. Men are more, men can work with another person whom he doesn't like, if that person is good at doing the job. But it's very difficult for women to, if they like you, they like you. They don't like you, it's very sharp, you know. Just like that. Like you, good. If they don't like you, that's their nature. So when you are in a particular type of body, when an actor is acting as a, for example, as a thief, then he is in that position. That's his nature. That's what he is doing. So similarly, we have to understand this in that context. We are in a particular body. The body has certain nature and we are stuck to it. That's the basic way to say it. But in the end, Srila Prabhupada says that. What does he say that? As far as Krishna consciousness goes, it doesn't matter in what kind of body you are. Because Krishna consciousness is spiritual. So it's above the body. Now when you get out of the body, then we are all same. We are all souls. We are all servants of Krishna. And whether you are a human, whether you are in even a tree, a dog, or whatever, you know, as far as you are on that level, if you can save Krishna, you can all go back to Godhead. Does that make sense? So we have to get to that level. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, because it was mostly spoken to men, before when all these scriptures was given, it was mostly spoken to men. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking, you know, it was mostly men there. There's hardly, I don't know whether there was any woman there or not. Right? So it was spoken in that way as well. Now Srila Prabhupada is giving this knowledge. But this is the way to actually see it. To see that we are not this body, we are the soul. Then we can actually, otherwise it can be very offensive, you know. And this is why immediately after it is said that, Srila Prabhupada said that this is sastric evidence. What does that mean? It's the nature of the body. Depends on how we are. If we look at it, that I am a female, I am a woman, then you feel insulted, you know. Now you can see that, you know, it's not only women. I was just thinking, you know, if you look at Jagannath temple, only certain people are allowed to go in there. Women are allowed to go there. But if you are not of a Hindu background, then you are not allowed to go there. Even men are not allowed to go there. So there are different instructions, there are different restrictions for different people. But we have to go above that and understand this. And then looking at yourself as a soul, as a servant of Krishna, and then we go from there. Okay. Today is a very special day. I was told by Manmohan, so I thought I would rather speak on something that is much more pleasant and easier to speak. Today is the first day of the book marathon, am I right? So I thought I'll speak something about that. This movement is very special. This movement is the Sankirtan movement. Rupa Goswami prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as how? Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Tusya Namah. Namo Maha Vadanyaya. What does that Vadanyaya mean? Merciful, compassion, right? So this movement is all about compassion. It's all about, you know, mercy. And what does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given? Rupa Goswami said, this is something that was never given before. Now we know that a lot of people came, you know. Shankaracharya was there, you know, he's talking about Mayavad philosophy, you know. Ramanuja Acharya was there, Vishnu Swami was there. All these people came there, all these great personalities came there. But Rupa Goswami is saying that this is something that has never been given. And that is Krishna Prem. This is Braj Bhakti. And we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how do we actually distribute this mercy? We have to know what the scripture says, but do we really know all those things? So I'll give you a pastime. Once Srila Gurudev Visvanatha Tamal Krishna Goswami was in Fiji, and I think after Sunday morning program, or Saturday or Sunday morning program, he asked all the devotees, okay, get some books, go and do book distribution. So One of my Groth brother was telling me. So everybody went out, big distribution. And at the end of the day, you know, when they all got together, he started saying, okay, how did you do? So he was speaking to one of my senior Groth brothers. His name is Parshuram Prabhu. He said, how did you go? He said, how many books did you distribute? How many houses did you go to? He said, Prabhupada, I distributed a few books. I went to one house, you know. He said, what? 2-3 hours you only went to one house? He said, I went there, I sold them the book, and I preached for a couple of hours. Srila Gurudev said, that was not what I asked you to do. You give them the book, Srila Prabhupada will take off the rest. You just keep giving the books. Our job is, because Srila Prabhupada is in the books, Krishna is in the books, the more we can distribute this, the more people can actually get this, you know. So, there are a lot of people suffering out there. Those people who are doing Sankirtan, who are doing book distribution, they can see that. So many people are suffering there. And what are they suffering? Because they do not know who they are. What is the difference between an animal and a human being? The animals are in full ignorance. They do not know they are suffering. Even they don't know they are suffering. A tree is out there, they don't know they are suffering. But they are suffering. Because they are in the mode of ignorance. Only in human being you can actually differentiate that we can understand we are suffering and we can get out of there. But most of the people do not know what this is. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Srila Prabhupada has given us who we are, what is our constitutional position, what we are supposed to do and how to get out of here. And all we have to do is distribute Srila Prabhupada's book. There's a verse, I don't know, do you know what was the verse that inspired Srila Prabhupada to do what he did? There was a special verse on which the commentary of that particular verse, should I read it? It's actually chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 41. Remember this, go and read this, you know, for anybody who's doing book distribution. This is the main, one of the major verse that Srila Prabhupada read and he said, okay, why should I do what I should do? It basically, his faith, the instruction of the spiritual master, you know, has to be followed. I'll just read the translation. Those who are on the path, on this path of are resolute in purpose. So that word, main word was resolute. And their aim is one. O beloved child of Kurus, the intelligence of those who are resolute, who are irresolute, is many branched. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyasa Amritika, intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states, faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duty of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world, which obligation to family, tradition, humanity or nationality. Fugitive activities are the engagement of one's reactions from past good and bad deeds. So whatever is happening in our life, it's because of whatever we did in our previous life. There is nothing we can do about it. Now you got a particular body, whether it is good in good health or bad health, that is because of whatever we did previously. We can't change that. What we can determine is, or what we can actually work towards is, what kind of body we're going to get in the future. Fugitive activities are the engagements of one reaction from past good or past bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to the dualities like good and bad. So when you are doing Sankirtan, when you are doing book distribution, you are on the spiritual plane. Does that make sense? So when you go in there, you are preaching, you are on Krishna consciousness, you are giving Krishna's mercy to that. And when we are talking about giving Krishna mercy, that is spiritual. Spiritual stuff is above material. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. So as we do devote, I was listening to Srila Gurudev this morning and he was saying that when you listen to something, you get knowledge. Isn't that right? We are learning so many things. We are listening to so many things. How do you make that realized knowledge? Yes, you have to put into practice. So whatever you listen, you put it into practice. Just like we should chant, we say that we should chant with full attention. We should control the mind, right? How do we practice that? So every morning you get up, this is his words. Every morning you get up, when you do your chanting, this is the determination. With determination you should say, I'm going to chant for 2 hours with controlling my mind. I won't let my mind divert. It's going to go. You bring it back. That's the determination. So you are trying to practice whatever you have heard. And he said, if you have heard something, and then you do not tell other people, then it's good as not hearing it. So you hear, because when you preach, you have to understand it first. And when you you contemplate on it. So knowledge by contemplation becomes a realized knowledge. So when you are talking about we should give mercy to Krishna, and you are going and doing book distribution, then you are actually acting on it. Then you see people are suffering in there. When Srila Gurudev joined the Hare Krishna movement, right in the beginning, everybody knows about Jayananda. He was one of the first devotees. And he used to give classes. He was a taxi driver. So his Bhagavatam class was, he would talk about all the people he met in the taxi and what they were doing. He'll ask about them, they'll tell about, oh, I did this. And he'll come and tell how everybody was suffering. You know, and he says, we should give this knowledge to Krishna of Krishna consciousness. Now, Srila Prabhupada has done everything. He has written the books. All we have to do is give the books to people. That's our duty. Because we are followers of Prabhupada. If we don't follow Prabhupada, we don't follow his instruction. The whole movement, he says, Prabhupada said, nothing pleases him more than by giving his books, book distribution. And this is a proof. Srila Prabhupada has been more than 50 years now. And they still, every year, they're breaking record. More and more books are being distributed. And Prabhupada said that the more books they're distributed, there will be a revolution. You know what kind of revolution would be? Revolution of the consciousness. People will become more Krishna conscious. You go, when you have to preach, when you are distributing books, you have to understand what it is talking about. It is one way to remember Krishna all the time. You have to pray to Krishna, please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm distributing your books. Please guide me, you know, let my message, and he'll give you all the intelligence. All you have to be surrendered. You can't say that I'm the doer. You have to have, and this is one place. Book distribution makes one completely surrendered. Because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what kind of person you'll be talking to the next minute. This movement, you know, when you go out there, you'll be abused. Some people hit you. Some people throw at you. Some people swear at you. There'll be a lot of abusers in there. But we continue doing this. Because it happened to Nityananda Prabhu. Madai hit him, right? It was Madai, right? Madai hit him on the head. But what did he pray? What did Nityananda Prabhu pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Please do not get angry. We came here to give Krishna consciousness. So we have to understand their, you know, demonic nature. Most of the people are fallen. Most of the people out there are suffering. And this is the only means. If you don't have Krishna consciousness, if you do not follow Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now this is a very heavy statement. If you do not follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are not able to go back to Godhead in Kali Yuga. So other sampradayas who are not followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who do not believe in that, because without the mercy of God Nitai, we cannot go. When before Srila Prabhupada, most of the temple in India who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the altar. Isn't that right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada knew that he was taking all this knowledge to the West. People are so fallen here. People are like Jagai and Madai. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't, you know, he's not that merciful. Whom does he need? Nityananda. So you know, wherever Srila Prabhupada preached, wherever he built the temple, we have Nityananda there. Because he is so merciful. He is so merciful that doesn't matter how many times you commit mistake, he still keeps forgiving you. So we have to give this mercy. We have got something so valuable. And the more you want, the more you distribute. This is the trick of this. The trick of this, how do you get more Krishna prem, is by giving Krishna to more people. It's opposite to what is material in the material world. Material world, the more you want, the more you keep for yourself. Krishna consciousness is completely different. The more you want, the more you give to others. So the resolute purpose of a person in Krishna consciousness is based on knowledge. Vasudev Sarman Miti Sa Mahatma Sa Durlabh. A person in Krishna consciousness is a rare good soul who knows perfectly well that Vasudev or Krishna is the root of all manifested causes. As by watering the root of a tree, one automatically distributes water to the leaves and branches, so by acting in Krishna consciousness, one can render the highest service to everyone, namely self, family, society, country, humanity. If Krishna is satisfied by one's actions, then everyone will be satisfied. So this is the trick. You try to please Krishna and you leave the rest to him. All you do is you do your best. You give a book to somebody, if they take it, that's Krishna's. If they don't take it, that's again Krishna. So they said, when you do book distribution, what is the first thing you do? You give the book in their hand. Now they've got Krishna in their hand. And then Krishna is also in their heart. And everything changes. You'll be amazed if you hear some of the stories from some of the Sankirtan devotees, you know, how they changed. How somebody gave a book. How somebody bought a book and never read it and left it in the house. And somebody picked it up and started reading it. And the whole life changed. I know of cases where people gave books to devotees and it was just in the house for 10, 12 years, you know. Then one day they start reading it and they say, wow. And they become devotees, they become initiated devotees. One of my god brothers, Ramchandra, his sister was getting married, so he gave her Bhagavad Gita. Didn't read it for 10, 12 years, you know. And then one day when you have problems, okay, why are these Hare Krishna people so happy? I was watching Prabhupada's Harinam in Gold Coast. You know when Prabhupada does, Prabhu does Sankirtan, you know, Kirtan, you know, so wild. Everybody is dancing, everybody is, you know. All you have to do is if you have books there with you, you say, do you want to be like that? You want to be happy like that? Because everybody is looking for happiness. You know, you go in the city, you see, look at the faces on the people, you know. And you look at the devotees, you know. The premier, Victorian premier, I forgot his name, came here about 7-8 years ago. He came upstairs and he went to all those, you know, he went to the church, he went to different religious, you know, mosque and all those places. And his last trip was the Hare Krishna temple. And he was speaking and he had tears coming out of his eyes. He said, I've been to all the places, but one thing that is different here, everyone is happy here. He said, everyone is happy here. And he had tears coming out of her. He said, I can't, you know, I've been to all the, it's not the same. But you guys, the Hare Krishnas, you know, you always have a smile on the face. You know, this is special mercy that, why is it, we are all searching for happiness. Isn't that what you're looking for? All we are looking is for happiness. But how do you get happiness? By going to person who has all the happiness. And the source of all happiness is who? Krishna. So if you actually worship him, then you get that happiness as well. Service in Krishna consciousness is, however, based However, best practice under the able guidance of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna, who knows the nature of the student and who can guide him to act in Krishna consciousness. So again, the same point. You know, we know, Prabhupada knows everything, right? What has Srila Prabhupada said? He is the founder acharya. What does founder acharya means? Founder acharya means he writes. All the gurus after that, there might be 10 successive groups, right? 10 successive links further down, disciplic succession. But they all follow one person. Who is that? The founder acharya. So that's place of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has emphasized that we should do book distribution. The more book we distribute, the more people will read, the more Krishna will be in everyone's home, and the more people going to change. And that's what we have to do. All we have to do is what the acharya tells, what the spiritual master said. As such, to be well-versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna, and one should accept the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. So this is the main thing that basically changed Srila Prabhupada's heart. As such, to be well-versed in Krishna consciousness, one has to act firmly and obey the representative of Krishna. And one should accept the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master as one's mission in life. One's mission in life. So what was Srila Prabhupada's mission? What did Bhaktisiddhanta tell Srila Prabhupada to do? Distribute Krishna consciousness to the foreign in English. And Srila Prabhupada, after reading this, he said, this is what I have to do. This is the instruction of my spiritual master. Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur instructs us in his famous prayers of the spiritual master as follows. We read this every day in the morning. Yasya prasado bhagavat prasado, yasya prasado nagati apikut. By the satisfaction of the spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of God had become satisfied. So how do you please Krishna? You please the spiritual master. Now, it's very easy. We are all followers of Srila Prabhupada. We are Prabhupada anugas. And whatever Prabhupada has said, that's what our spiritual master has said. And our Prabhupada says, distribute my books. Even at the time when Srila Prabhupada was really sick, nothing pleased him more than the scores he got or the report he got from book distribution. Because the more he saw that, and that's our duty now. Prabhupada is not physically present here. We are his followers, and it's our responsibility to do what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada. To distribute his book, distribute Krishna consciousness as far and wide as possible. And by not satisfying the spiritual master, there is no chance of being promoted to the plane of Krishna consciousness. So, you have to please the spiritual. If you please the spiritual master, you please Krishna. And if you don't please the spiritual master, if you don't follow his instruction, then there is no chance of being Krishna consciousness. I should therefore meditate and pray for his mercy 3 times a day and offer my respectful obeisances unto him, my spiritual master. So the whole process, however, depends on the perfect knowledge of the soul beyond the conception of the body. Again, the same point, today's point. Are we a woman? Are we a man? Are we a dog? No, we are in a body of a woman. We are in a body of a dog, right? We are Indians. Are we really Indians? We are just in a body of an Indian. We are not that. So we have to understand, we have to go beyond the conception of the body. Not theoretically, but practically as well. When there is no longer a chance of sense gratification and manifested in figurative activities, one who is not firmly fixed in mind is diverted by various types of figurative activities. So if you are not Krishna consciousness, then the chances are that you're going to go, you know, your mind will go all over the place. Krishna consciousness means we follow Krishna. Now if you go to the churches, you go to preach, you'll meet different kinds of people, you know, they're going to start talking about their beliefs and everything. If you have read Prabhupada's book, you'll have answer to all of them. I've got a friend at work, one of my colleagues, and he was asking question. He loves prasadam. He said, every day he's asking, hey, did you bring me anything, you know? So usually I take something, I give him some sweets, you know, and he loves it, and you can see he enjoys it, you know. And I was telling him, you should become Hare Krishna, you know. He said, no, man, I'm a catalyst, you know. I'm a born catalyst. I love to eat what you give. I'll always accept what you get, but I'm a catalyst. I said, what is the difference, you know? I said, you worship the Son of God. We worship the Father, you know. And he said, yes, that's right, you know. I said, you worship Jesus Christ, who is Son of God. We worship the Father, Krishna, you know. The same thing, you know. The same philosophy, the same thing, you know. Whether you love the Son or you love the Father, it's the same thing. So, and he said, yeah, it does make sense. So if you have this philosophy, you can understand this, then you can preach to anybody. You can answer their any questions. They have a lot of questions. They don't have answers to it. You know, the other guy, there's another guy who actually preaches about if you don't become follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to suffer so much. He's always preaching like that. He's trying to scare everybody, you know. I said, can you tell me something good about it? You know, there was, Srila Prabhupada used to tell this story. Once there was a priest, he went to preach the miners. Right? You might have heard of, have you heard of that? So while he went to preach to the miners, he went there and they were all together there. And he says, if you don't actually believe in Christ, you're going to go to hell. And then somebody asked, what is hell like, you know? He said, it's a dark place. It's very damp, you know. It's very hot. And the miners are thinking, you know, isn't that where we are? We are in the mine. It's dark. It's damp. It's hot. What is the difference? We are already in hell, you know. Then he said, oh, and the other thing is, in hell you don't get newspapers. And then this guy said, okay, we have to believe in Christ, the other ways, you know, at least here we get newspapers, you know. So this is how it is, you know. But if you love Krishna, you know, if you preach about his glories, if you follow the spiritual master, if you make him happy, you know. So we should actually, this 1 month, we should make an endeavor to actually do some book distribution, to spread. Srila Prabhupada has a very unique position. Now you know all the acharyas, a lot of them, they came only and preached in India to a very sect group of people. Right? Apart from our movement, you know, Gaudiya Sampradaya, people were very, you know, just like, you know, when the Goswamis came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they made people into Brahmins, regardless of their birth and everything. Most of the other, you know, they still follow. If you are born in a Brahman family, then you only can do certain things. So even then in India, you know, there were so many restrictions in there, and most of the knowledge was given to them, you know, to those kind of people. But Srila Prabhupada, taking this mission of 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my name will be spread in every town and village. And that person is Srila Prabhupada. Now if you hear of Narottam Das Thakur, you know, before Narottam appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were doing a Sankirtan, and they went to, what was the river? Padma, what's the full name, Prabhu? So he went there and he was doing Sankirtan and he was shouting, you know, Narottam, 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 and then everybody was asking, who is Narottam? There's no Narottam. Nobody's name is Narottam, you know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's one who will be appearing soon. So he gave his love, Krishna Prem, to Nityanand Prabhu. And he said, you keep it here. And when Narottam comes, you give it to him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I can't keep that Krishna Prem. I'm going to go wild. He's already, you know, when Nityanand danced, you know, said, if I get all of your love as well, I'll go crazy, you know. Then they give it to Padmavati. I think that was the name of the river, right? Padma something. And he said, you keep it here, right, to the personality. And when Narottam comes, then you give it to him. So, and she asked, you know, how do I know who Narottam is? He said, as soon as his feet gonna touch your water, you're gonna start overflowing. Then you know that it's Narottam and you give that love to him. So they say that initially Narottam was more like darkish in color. But after he got that love, he became golden in color. So same thing, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my name will be spread. A commander will gonna come, you know, and he gonna distribute all this message. to all over the world, to every town and village, regardless of their condition. Most of the people in the West, they have never heard of Krishna. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has given. And by his followers, it is our duty to carry on what Prabhupada said. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he basically said Prabhupada, and Prabhupada means Prabhupada and his followers, and we are there. Prabhupada has given everything in the book. All we have to do is give this book to the people. We should pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should pray to Nityanand Prabhu, we should pray to Srila Prabhupada, just to help us distribute this knowledge. Okay. We'll finish here. Any comments, any questions? Yes, Mataji.
I tried distributing books a couple of times. Thank you. I tried distributing books a couple of times, and I found it like I'm not very efficient at it. Sometimes I spend 2 hours and people don't take. So that is it still considered as a spiritual activity, even if I try, or if I don't distribute it,
Krishna says, don't worry about the result. Krishna doesn't not see your result. Krishna sees your endeavor, your effort. That is more important. You do your bit, you do pray to Krishna, send me some souls who are interested in this. Whether they take it, they don't take it, it's his. So it's like this, when you do a business for yourself, you are the owner of the business. When you make a profit, who gets the money? You get it, right? When you make a loss, it's your loss. But when you're working for somebody else, you make a profit, who gets it? The owner gets it, right? You just get a set salary every year, whatever, right? And if you make a loss, he has to... So same thing. Rather than saying that I'm doing the book distribution, you're doing this on behalf of Prabhupada, you're doing on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you don't worry about the result. As soon as you give that away, and you're just going, 1 person, 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, 10 people, 100 people, nobody bought it? Did they benefit? Did you put the book in their hands? Did you chant Hare Krishna's name? Did they see a devotee? You see how much benefit they get? You put on a tilak there, they see a tilak. That's what is the tilak represent? So, by not taking the book even, their heart becomes purified a little bit. They have held Krishna in their hand, because Krishna is non-different, it's a literal incarnation of himself. So they benefit. Does it make sense? So don't think that, okay, they didn't buy a book, oh, I had a bad day. Don't worry about that. All you do is, then you have to find out, you have to go to people who are doing well. What are they saying? First thing is, this is what my Guru Maharaj said, the first thing you do is give the book in their hand. And when you give the book, somebody will grab it. As soon as they grab it, then you can start talking, and then Krishna is acting from there onwards. So that's all we have to do. We do our bit, we leave the result to Krishna. If Krishna wants them, they'll take it. If they don't want it, don't worry about it. Make sense?
Thank you for the nice class. You said we can attain Lord Krishna by performing devotional service in any stage. So my question is there a particular stage in devotional service to attain before we go back to Godhead? Or can we just whatever stage we're on, we can go through that to Lord Krishna, back to Godhead?
So, what do you think?
In lectures, that by chanting the Lord's name, we can attain Lord Krishna.
Yes. The 9 processes, you follow any one of the processes, you can go there. It says, you'll read Prabhupada's book, many places you'll say that you need 2 things. Complete detachment from material world and attraction to Krishna. So if you have complete detachment to material world, you go to the spiritual world. But if you don't have attraction for Krishna, then you fall down. Does that make sense? So the Mayavadis, for example, they don't want to do anything with this material world. They go to the spiritual world. They go into the Brahma Jyoti. But because they don't have attraction for Krishna, after a while they get bored because, you know, we want interaction. This is what we need, other people to talk to. And then what do? Because they can't go up, they come down. But when you have attraction for Krishna, then you don't come back, you go to the Vaikuntha Loka. Now that's what Srila Prabhupada says. Now Prabhupada also said that if somebody is, what percentage he gave? 70%. So if you are 70% Krishna conscious, he said, I'll take you back. Now this is only what Prabhupada can do. So by being in this movement, you know, if we try our best, you know, I always say this, and I'll say this again today, you know. Prabhupada is so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, to all the, you know, the whole parampara, to Radha and Krishna, that if he desires something, they can't refuse him. Isn't that right? You know, they love him so much, did so much sacrifice. So if you save Srila Prabhupada, and if you do a little bit, Prabhupada never forgets that. Just by coming to this class every morning, you know, listening to Bhagavatam class, trying to change, trying to save a devotee, trying to save his movement, trying to distribute his book, trying to give his class, how much Prabhupada would be? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, what does he say? My devotees never perish. Arjun said, Krishna, what if they do something really bad, you know? And what does Krishna say? He gets angry. I said, not only me, you know, I say something, I change my mind. You declare it, because if you declare it, I can't change it. And what do you declare? That my devotees never perish. So if we have become a devotee, if we have started chanting, Krishna will take charge of this. This morning I was listening to Srila Gurudev and he was saying that once Srila Prabhupada had a dream. So every morning Srila Gurudev used to save him and he'll call him. And he said, I had a dream. He said, what did you dream, Srila Prabhupada? And he said that, I dreamed that there were a lot of drunkard people and there were some devotees there and devotees were chanting. And all these drunkard people who, with all sinful activities were joining the Hare Krishna movement. And then Srila Gurudev, being Srila Gurudev, he said, Prabhupada, what about the devotees? Were they falling down and becoming drunkards? Prabhupada said, that can't happen. They've already become devotees. Their name is already engraved. They're going back to Godhead. There's no way they can fall down. The question is, how long you want to stay in this material world? Do you want to go back in this lifetime? Or you want to actually make it many lifetimes. So depending on how much you surrender, how much you try to save Prabhupada, how much you try to do whatever Prabhupada is trying to do. You know, that's all we have to do. You don't have to be a big devotee. You don't have to give Bhagavatam class. You don't have to be a big preacher. You try to do whatever your ability is in the best way to actually save this moment. And if you do that, then you leave the rest to Prabhupada, you leave that rest to Radha and Krishna. Okay, so don't worry about it. Just come to here, chant your rounds, and you're going to go back to God in this lifetime. You just continue doing what you are doing now. Any other comments or any questions? Okay. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, book distribution ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shishigaur Nitai ki jai, Shishirada Ballava ki jai, Shijagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Panchakaptaru Vijaya Kripa Sindeva Chapatita Nampavne Vayu Vaishnaviyu Namo Namah.